Foreign News, I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's highest court is set to consider the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling that former President Trump should not appear on the primary ballot. Today's arguments will be historic as the U.S. Supreme Court considers, for the first time, the meaning and reach of the Constitution's Civil War-era insurrection clause. Mr. Trump has not been charged with insurrection. Nikki Haley is vowing to stay in the Republican presidential race after taking a drubbing in Tuesday's Nevada primary.
Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place with 31% of the vote. 63% of voters selected none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party is holding its own primary on Thursday in a move that favors Donald Trump. The Haley campaign says it didn't bother to play a game rigged for Trump and is focused on South Carolina instead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump expected to sweep today's Republican caucuses in Nevada. Democrat Marianne Williamson has dropped out of her bid for the Democrat presidential nomination. New survey by a well-respected pollster holds more discouraging news for the Democrats.
According to the new Gallup poll, the Democratic Party's wide lead over Republicans and Black Americans' party preferences has shrunk by nearly 20 points over the past 3 years. Democrats lead among Hispanic adults and adults between the ages of 18 to 29 have slid nearly as much, resulting in Democrats holding only a modest edge among both groups. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, although they have located the helicopter, searchers have not determined the fate of the five Marines on board. When the aircraft crashed yesterday in rugged terrain in Southern California, the search goes on. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 53 points, and NASDAQ futures are off 30 points. This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill moving through the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and student programs under the direction of school boards. The only requirements of a chaplain participating in a school program would be a background check and having their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. This is SRN News. Mexico has surpassed China as the leading source of goods being imported into the U.S.
The shift reflects the growing tensions between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported to the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20%, the last time that Mexican goods imported to the United States exceeded the value of China's imports was in 2002. Keith Peters reporting.
Automaker Honda saw a nice bump in profits in the latest quarter, a 3.5% increase from 1 year ago. Tokyo-based Honda raked in $1.7 billion from October through December. Stronger demand in the U.S. and Europe, along with recovery at home. More details, SRNNews.com.